Cybersecurity attacks are on the rise, but part-time hackers are also busy stamping out bugs. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. There are a lot of juicy targets for hackers these days. Millions of people are working from home. Companies are working on high-value therapeutics and vaccines for COVID-19. And home systems and VPN software are vulnerable. One of the ways companies fight attacks is to try to find and fix bugs in their software before they can be exploited. And they do it by hiring ethical hackers and paying them to find those holes. Jesse Kinzer works as the Chief Information Security Officer for the precision healthcare company LifeOmic, and she moonlights as a hacker, finding jobs using the crowdsourced hack platform Synack. And she says these days, there's a lot more competition.
Bug bounty platforms have been around for a while now, probably 5 or 6 years, and Synack is a great platform. So you can go on there. Companies will actually go in, create a program, and allow you to hack on them. So they invite these ethical hackers to come in and find holes in their products or solutions, right? So a company maybe has a large website. They put that as a target on the Synack platform, invite the hackers to come in, find these bugs, and then they pay them money for the bugs that they find.
Is the money good?
Yeah. It definitely differs, based on how complicated the bug is you find. If it's something easy, right, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of money. But if you find a really complicated bug that maybe really shows true impact and it finds critical data and exposes that, then you're going to get paid quite a bit of money. Definitely thousands of dollars. There's hackers out there that can make $1 million a year.
I wonder about the kind of list of targets. So companies, you said, are sometimes posting and looking for vulnerabilities themselves. Is there ever, because it's a crowdsource and it's a community, like, does it always have to be at the company's invitation?
Yeah, for the most part, right? There can be a gray area here, and that's what's challenging about this industry, right? There's not a really good defined law that allows people like myself to go in and test against these companies and report things. But the companies that do sign up for this, right, they give you a very well-defined scope. They say, these are the things you can go hack against, but don't touch these other things. And then that allows us to go in and know that we are covered and we can ethically hack against these without getting sued or getting in trouble.
Right. I mean, I would assume that there must be some frustration sometimes. You're thinking, like, I know that there's a vulnerability here, but this company is unwilling to accept that possibility, maybe?
For sure, yeah. And I've definitely ran across that in my past, right? I've found different vulnerabilities in systems, you know, just stumbled upon things. And yet they don't have a responsible way for me to disclose that to them. And it's been challenging. You know, I have to just email random email addresses at the company or hope that their support people can, you know, point me to their security team. And a lot of times there's pushback, right? People get on the defensive whenever you find an issue with their system, rather than accepting that and wanting to fix it.
How has this activity changed at all, if at all, during the pandemic? Like, are there more people with more time wanting to do this work, or maybe more companies saying we could use the help?
There's definitely different industries and companies, right, that are having a lot more traffic than usual with COVID. A lot more people working from home. Things are having to, companies are opening up firewalls and such so people can work from their house or somewhere else that's, you know, non-traditional to their standard day to day. So that introduces more bugs. So there's more companies that are kind of coming online to support this, right? They say, hey, come help us find these issues that we may have introduced during COVID. And then, of course, there's more hackers that are available, right? Because people are getting laid off. There's typical economy issues. This is something where you can go out and you can make money and you can do it on your own time.
In terms of companies that you're seeing invite ethical hacking, are you seeing specific industries coming online now, like saying, make sure we're secure?
I have an invested interest in the healthcare space, right? So I try to pick out the programs that are focused around that and hack on those. But I have noticed, you know, there aren't that many healthcare programs out there that will allow us to hack against them. And I think that it has a lot to do with HIPAA and a lot of the regulation around the industry. But there's people that are trying to break through that, right? Because there are ways to invite these hackers in without breaking all of the laws and rules surrounding that. And I think we're slowly starting to see that transition. And I think COVID is going to push that further along than it probably would have post, you know, pre-COVID. You know, everybody right now is thirsty for information about COVID. And that's what hackers love, right? They want people to open up emails and just randomly click links that say COVID in them so they can steal their information. So, you know, I think it's definitely going to change the way we see things around the healthcare industry going forward. But it's kind of a slow and steady wins the race.
And so is it anecdotal that you're seeing more hackers on the scene? And does that become more competitive? Does it push prices down?
Yeah. So I would say that it's definitely a competitive thing, right? We're all in it to, you know, make money and find these bugs and such. But another important piece of it is like learning from each other. That's, you know, security is tough, right? None of us really know how to do it completely 100% accurately. There's no such thing as a completely secure product. So us as hackers, right, we take what we know and we do the very best we can. And then we kind of share our tools with others and let them build upon that.
Jesse Kinzer is a chief information security officer and part-time ethical hacker. The cybersecurity firm Symantec issued a warning last week saying a well-known Russian hacking group has tried to break into at least 31 American companies by targeting employees who are working remotely. And now for some related links. The BBC reported on Monday that the University of California, San Francisco, which is working on a potential COVID-19 vaccine, was hacked at the beginning of June using ransomware. The institution apparently paid a little over $1 million to recover access to data stolen from its medical school. And in very bad news for security admins, Palo Alto Networks, which makes corporate firewall software and VPN hardware, disclosed a security vulnerability. The kind that someone like Jesse Kinzer might have uncovered, in fact. The flaw makes it way too easy for hackers to break into a corporate network by targeting someone who's remotely connected to that network. The company has rolled out a fix, but U.S. Cyber Command, which is a real thing, has warned that foreign state-sponsored hackers are going to be on this flaw like white on rice. So hurry up, IT admins. The vulnerability is so bad that security analysts ranked it an apparently very rare 10 out of 10 on the industry standard common vulnerability scoring system. Look, I know I hear you. With everything going on, the literal last thing you think you want to worry about is hackers. Sorry, man. Wash your hands, wear a mask, and do not click on any suspicious links or open any weird attachments because your work here is never done. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.